Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Disco Dan from Tacoma is. Disco Dan, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here.
That's
Steve.
The same nickname for our Seattle Kraken coach. Wouldn't that be hilarious if this was actually Dan Bylsma?
I shook your hand at a live day, too.
It was great. My man.
So cool.
Awesome.
Well, we love this, Disco Dan, too. For those playing at home, Disco Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
All day.
In football, a field goal is worth how many points?
3.
Correct. The Consumer Electronics Show is currently happening in what Nevada city?
Las Vegas.
Yes. Who plays the title character in the Venom movies?
Matt Hardy?
No.
Tom Hardy.
Yes. What car company makes the Civic?
Honda.
Yes. The scientific study of the properties and behavior of matter is called what?
Pass.
Who is the Greek goddess of wisdom?
Athena.
Yes. If you tip 20% on a $200 bill, how much would you tip?
$40.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of Coldplay?
Pass.
Crowned and harpy are both types of what bird?
Pass.
How many seasons did the sitcom The Jeffersons have?
10.
No.
7.
No.
5.
No, the scientific study of the properties and behavior of matter is called what?
Physics?
No. Disco Dan, you got 6 correct.
And was there an echo in there, Disco Dan, or do you have a friend?
Yeah, do you have a buddy?
Yeah, he's the backup caller.
Oh, really?
That's amazing.
That was so great.
So either way, you guys knew. You were going to be on.
That is a strategy right there.
I love it. And how
we tried that.
How incredible that I chose both of you. Like, I just answered both your
we
calls.
Like it.
All right.
Wait. I'm looking at the phone lines and he's still on hold. So our backup is in the car or...
Yeah, why is Scotty...
Where is that his house?
Scott, why is Scotty still on the line, though?
I don't know.
I have a lot of questions, but let's play the game.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
All right.
In football, a field goal is worth how many points?
3 points.
Correct. The Consumer Electronics Show is currently happening in what Nevada city?
Las Vegas.
You know it. Who plays the title character in the Venom movies?
Oh, man, what's that guy? Ed Hardy?
No.
Hey, Tom Hardy.
There we go. What car company makes the Civic?
Honda.
Yes. The scientific study of the properties and behavior of matter is called what?
That's my answer.
No.
Physics?
No.
Biology?
No.
Chemistry?
Yeah, but you is your answer. Who is the great goddess of wisdom?
Sarah.
No, but yes.
I don't know. Thor.
No.
Wisdom.
No. If you tip 20% on a $200 bill, how much would you tip?
$20.
No.
Wait, 20% on a $200 bill?
Yeah, 20% on a $200 bill, yeah.
$40.
There we go.
Sorry.
Who is the lead singer of Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Yes. Crowned and harpy are both types of what bird?
Pigeons.
No.
Cockatoos.
No.
Crows.
No. How many seasons did the sitcom The Jeffersons have?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no. Woo!
Oh, no.
Steve, you got 6 correct. Which is a tie, 6-6. You shouldn't have said, was your answer.
I was cracking a joke.
I took it seriously.
No, you're not wrong.
Am I not?
No, I'm mad at myself.
Wow, okay, Disco Dan and Scotty, congrats on tying.
Good game.
Okay, the scientific study of the properties and behavior of matter is called chemistry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, I tied. Damn. Oh.
Yeah, wait a second. Take that song back.
Still, brain's not working.
Crowned and harpy are both types of what bird?
Eagle?
Yes.
Damn it.
That one they did know, the Greek goddess of wisdom. It is me, but it's also Athena.
Wow.
Yeah. And then how many seasons did the sitcom The Jeffersons have?
7?
No, they guessed 10 and it was 11.
11.
It was on for a long time.
I used to watch that show all the time as a kid.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Moving on up.
I think this was before my time, you guys.
Well, the syndication existed. It was before my time, too, but they syndicated the show.
They play reruns all the time. I don't think they do anymore.
Yeah, probably not. You're right.
Well, congrats on Ty.
There's way more channels nowadays than there were back when I was a kid.
Rockaholics, we want to extend a very happy 20th anniversary to our friends in the men's room, 20 years on KISW, and part of the celebration, the new 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing.
What better way to celebrate 20 years on the rock for the men's room than to unveil another beer?
That is the most appropriate way to celebrate. And it's now available in Fred Meyer and QFC stores, with a portion of proceeds going to our three local Fisher House locations. And you can get more info at KISW.com. We have this awesome new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we got some about a former Seahawks great. So we will slide into our VMs after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a brand new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting some fabulous messages on there. Some rather interesting, Steve Miggs, wouldn't you agree?
Some unhinged, and some also just like really, really cool.
And we encourage it.
A little bit of everything. It's like a smorgasbord of fun.
Let's slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You too can and are encouraged to leave us a voice message if you want to say hi, if you want to comment on something from the show, or if you want to vent about anything in your life. We welcome that. Just keep it under about a minute.
Yes, otherwise it'll just cut you off.
Yeah, it does.
Are you ready for the first voice message through our Odyssey app?
Let's hear it.
All right.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, as far as football and the Seahawks and Geno and all that, I'm a Steeler fan, so after our season, you guys could have Russell back.
Really?
Mr. Unlimited.
You don't want to keep him after losing four straight?
Please, please, take him back. I said at the beginning of the season I didn't want him on the Steelers. I've never been that kind of guy. I don't really care what a team does with people, but as soon as I heard Russell was coming to the Steelers, I was furious. And look what happened. He is not a champion. He'll never be a champion, but you guys can have him back.
Well, I mean, he is a champion.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it was many, many years ago, but he was a champion.
We'll never forget.
Now, I mean, in Seattle, when it comes to very limited amount of championships, of course we'll never forget.
That'd be great. Anyways, hey, welcome back. I'm glad you guys sound like you had a great vacation. Have a good one. Bye.
To be honest with you, I wasn't really keeping tabs after the first couple games. I'm like, man, that's so awesome. What a great like comeback story for Russell Wilson. He's playing well with the Steelers. It seems like Pittsburgh's loving him and everything was good. I didn't realize that they've lost like their last four games. Like they're crawling into the playoffs against, I think they're taking on Baltimore on Saturday.
Yes, wild card race. It's craziness.
And like, so did you see, I did see this after the game against the Bengals. Russell Wilson, ever the optimist.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you. He's always thinking about, you know, ponies and rainbows.
Glass half full, baby.
He went up to one of his teammates, a defensive lineman, and like you could tell the dude was not happy that they just lost. And Russ was trying to pick him back up, and he was mic'd. Do you want to hear what it sounded like?
Let's hear it.
Hey, let's win the last four, all right?
Yeah.
Look at, let's go. We can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't doubt now.
Yep.
You feel me? Let's go win the last four.
He's like, yeah. All right. Rush, leave me alone. We just lost the game.
It's
Cam Hayward. And so they post that up on like on social media. And man, you could go straight to the comments with this because some of the comments are just so great. Of course, like people are just like, Russ is so cringe. All talk, zero action. He's the reason you guys are going to lose. Put Fields in. And then one person says, well, what's he supposed to say? Sorry, Cam, we're effed.
Oh, yeah, right? Brutal. I mean, a Russell Wilson pep talk is something special.
I do like one person did say, it's funny how when they were winning, people are like, we love Russ's positive attitude. Now that they're losing, he's cringe.
Oh.
And then someone said, dude ran the worst 2-minute drill and then tells the defensive captain that they now need to win the next four games. Seems a little bit off.
Do you think they can do it, Steve?
You know,
No, probably not.
Because I was like watching, like looking at like the stats on the last four games. Like he's barely even getting 200 yards in passing. Like it's just not.
It's not enough.
So where does he go next year? Back to Seattle.
Could you imagine? Honestly.
Full circle. Now he's the backup to Geno.
I bet you can find my Russell Wilson jersey at that thrift store still.
And then Danny can finally wear his Russell Wilson jersey again.
Both of them.
Yes.
I have two.
All right, you want one more voice message?
Sure.
All right, here we go. This is another voice message that you can leave through the Odyssey app.
Why don't you have a beat mix at 9:50? If you have one at 6:50, 7:50, 8:50, I think you should have another one at 9:50 to end your day. Maybe just me, but that's the highlight of the morning.
Nice.
And then I like the men's room in the afternoon.
I like them too.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet. Yeah, 20 years strong.
He sounded so sad.
That's the highlight of my day. Beat Migs.
Yeah, Sarah, come on, write some more questions. Look at the look on her face.
She's too busy putting in applications for Survivor. She doesn't have the time to write more questions.
Thank you, Taryn. If I could punch this voice messenger in the face, I would.
7:50, 8:50. I think you should have another one at 9:50.
Do you?
We'll table it. We'll table it.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
Circle back on that one?
Yeah, maybe never, but yeah.
Yesterday, we were talking about this aggressive owl that has apparently been dive bombing people in Everett, and we ended up getting a text from a listener whose name is Adrian, and he is a falconer. So Adrian has information that we want to hear about.
I also want to know what the hell is a falconer.
Right?
I think that's like the person that like has like Tama, the Seahawks hawk. Like
nice.
That's a falconer, someone that like works with those birds of prey.
What a great job title. What do you do for a living? I'm a falconer.
There's still time to switch up your career, Steve.
I think it probably requires intelligence, and I'm not there yet.
We're going to chat with the falconer himself, Adrian at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we talked about this aggressive owl that has been tormenting people in Everett because it's dive bombing them at this park. So this is the Fox 13 report on what is happening.
All right, Everett, beware. An aggressive owl is dive bombing hikers on trails over at McCollum Park. Folks started reporting the strange behavior here at the park over the weekend, and it's concerning enough to get wildlife officers involved. If you plan to visit McCollum Park up in Everett, wildlife officers want you to listen for repeat hooting. If you hear that noise, keep an eye out. Now, if the owl strikes, cover your face, your head, and get out of there.
Thank you.
Just get moving.
Get the F out of the park.
Well, we ended up getting a text from a listener named Adrian, who is a falconer. So instead of reading the text, let's just get Adrian on the phone right now.
Awesome.
To help us better understand why an owl...
Did you just hang up on Adrian?
Did we just lose Adrian?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what just happened.
Wow.
You clearly broke the machine.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow, T-Dog.
Conspiracy theory. It was the owl.
The owl aggressively dive-bombed our computers.
Yeah, or the antenna tower, because he didn't want us to know about why he's attacking people.
That's true, and Adrian will be able to give us that information.
Well, Sarah's going to get him back on. I'm very curious about this, though, because the only like falconer-type stuff I know is like the folks that work with like Tama, the Seahawks.
So they're the handlers.
They
know how to work with those guys. And you have said before, though, that you have been... You have owls, but have you been attacked by them? Haven't been attacked by them, but you have owls in your area.
In our area all the time. I see them like looking at our barn cats when our barn cats are out and about. Uh-huh. I've seen them like stalk a hurt bird into the woods. They're very crazy, and they all have this little like language that they talk to each other in my woods all the time.
Well, if you hear hoots and hollering, run.
I think he's calling right now.
Okay, good.
Maybe.
Danny, will you try bringing him up when
yes,
we get him?
I will.
Because I don't know if something is wrong with my computer.
Oh, yeah, blame the computer.
Here we go.
Adrian!
Hey.
Sorry about that. We were aggressively attacked by owls right before we were going to put you on. It's our bad.
Hey, no worries.
So, first of all, you've heard the story about these aggressive owls. Like, what the Fox News report, was that the right thing to do? Is like when you hear, cover your head and just run?
Yeah, pretty much. And just, like they say, stay out of the park. Because what it sounds like is, if an owl is attacking like that, there's only one reason, really. Unless it's on a really crazy owl. But they're usually protecting their nest. And they're very protective of their nest. So if they feel like people are too nearby or too close, they'll come and dive bomb you.
So they're not thinking that the person is prey. They're just like, get away from my babies.
No. No, there's no way that they can mistake me for prey. I mean, so yeah, owls are...
Another question, right. Adrian. How does one become a falconer?
That's a good question. First, you have to have a lot of time on your hands. Because it's like a huge dedication taking care of a bird, a bird of prey. Then there's classes, hunting classes, licensing, a test, and then you have to reach out to a falconer, like in the Falconer Association, another licensed falconer that'll take you on as an apprentice.
So it's like joining a motorcycle club, but it's not completely different. No motorcycles are involved. It's just birds.
Sure, yeah.
So, have you ever been attacked by an animal? Like, I mean, I know you were dealing with birds of prey. Have you ever had an incident where you've been attacked by an animal?
Attacked? I mean, they're usually just the, you know, quick snip, like, get away from me, like I'm annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only when your hawk become more familiar with each other.
Well,
they'll like try to take a bite at you.
Well, thanks for shedding a little light on what it's like in the world of a falconer, and also for the good advice on how to not get attacked by an owl. Stay away from the nest.
Just don't go to a park.
Yeah, don't go to a park. Thanks, Adrian. Rock on.
Yeah, of course. All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too. So we want to hear from the Rockaholics about animals' attack stories, because I know that they've got them in these parts. 206-803-ROCK.
I'm sure you have like a whole journal full of stories.
What is your when animals attack story, Rockaholics? Give us a call now and tell us all about it. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Incubus.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
What is your when animals attack story? 206-803-ROCK. We've been talking about dive bombing owls in Everett.
Yes.
And apparently, Raymond from Maple Valley, you have an owl attack story.
Yes, I do. So we have a dog door, and one early morning, a cat had walked into our door, and we didn't know why, but my dog got up and chased her out the door.
Okay.
Don't cry, Steve. My dog is named Lulu also.
Ah, shout out to Lulu's.
And so my dog chased her out the door. By the time I got to the door, the cat was gone. My dog was walking back in. And we didn't think anything was wrong. We were just wondering what the heck was going on. Well, her skin shifted. And she had a slice around her neck.
Oh.
That went two-thirds of the way around. So we got her to the vet as soon as we could, sent her in. When they shaved her, she had claw marks on her backside.
Whoa.
She had a slice around her neck, two-thirds. If I can send you the picture, I am not lying.
Oh, I believe you. You don't need to send the picture.
and a slice down her shoulder, her right shoulder, and the beak mark in the center of her back.
What kind of dog is Lulu?
Papillon.
Papillon.
Oh, yeah.
That means butterfly in French.
Thank you. I knew that.
Yes, and she was very adorable.
Oh.
And when they shaved her and she got all stitched up, I was dumbfounded. We called her Little Frankenstein for a while.
Oh.
And it was an owl that attacked her.
It was an owl because I thought it was the cat, and the vet said there was no way that a cat could have done that much damage. And we kept hearing the owl up there, but we didn't know why. Well, the cat came in the house because he was running from the owl.
Oh.
And my dog got in the middle of it.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for giving us the owl story we needed.
What's crazy is when we were kids, we were brought up the thing. I don't know about you, but I was just brought up. I thought owls were like the most chill, timid. I think it was because of those Tootsie Roll Pop commercials.
Oh, yeah,
so I was always like, as a kid, I just grew up thinking owls are just chill and they don't do anything. Now, like, as I've gotten older, I realize, man, they're aggressive as F word.
Yeah.
Gene from Kent has an animals attack story that also involves a bird.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Gene?
Hey, my mom had a blue and gold macaw when I was growing up, the big old pirate bird. And don't get me wrong, this thing was mean. It would bite you in a heartbeat. But it was more of a verbally abusive bird. My parents always were mad at me because it pretty much dropped an F-bomb in my exact voice.
That's
you
awesome.
Did you not swear?
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It also, if you dropped something, it would say, oh, S, just like my mom. It wasn't just me.
That's funny. Yeah, that is hilarious.
These parents learn things really easily. And, I mean, I tried to teach it so many things. We don't have the bird anymore. I'm just assuming that somewhere it's flying around its sanctuary and going, want to get high?
So, when you would try and teach it things, would it work? Or was it just picking up things when it was unintentionally being said out loud?
Mostly unintentional. That's funny. You know, I knew, like, hello and probably want a cracker, but it would never say, want to get high for me.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He currently has 3 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. Wow. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.